The different surface textures have been beautifully rendered by the craftsman, who's chosen different kinds of stippling for the flesh of the animal and the clothing of the king. And the key elements of the scene, the king's crown and clothing, the heads, tails and hooves of the stags, are highlighted in gold. When this was displayed in the flickering candlelight of a banquet, the gold would have animated the scene and focused attention on the central conflict between the king and the beast. This is how Chapuis wanted himself to be seen and his kingdom to be understood. And silver dishes like this one were used by the Sasanian kings in vast quantities, sent as diplomatic gifts across the whole of Asia. As well as sending silver dishes with symbolic images, Chapuis also sent Zoroastrian missionaries. It was an identification of the faith with the state that was ultimately to prove very dangerous, especially after the Sasanian dynasty was swept away and Iran was conquered by the armies of Islam. The historian Tom Holland again.
Well, Zoroastrianism has really pinned its colours to the Sasanian mast. It has defined itself through the empire and through the monarchy. And so when those collapse, Zoroastrianism is really crippled. And although over time it is accepted that Zoroastrianism should be tolerated, Islam never affords it the measure of respect that they give to Christians or to Jews. A further problem is that Christians, of course, even those who have been conquered by Muslims, can look to independent Christian empires, independent Christian kingdoms, and know that there is such a thing as Christendom still in existence.